Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having an amazing day today. We are going to go through specific examples today of how to upgrade your thinking. This is something I talk about all the time as the cornerstone for creating change. Too many times we get hyper-focused on planning, which is important, but we fail to execute the plan because of how we think, because we know how to manipulate our mind into an excuse. Oh, I was too busy today. Oh, I didn't have time. Oh, I'm not feeling well. Oh, it was a stressful day at work. And it's those thoughts that we have to be aware of and then upgrade if we want to create change. Of course, that begs the question, how it feels like those thoughts are automatic. How do I change them? We're going to get into some specific examples today. Before we do that, like last week, I'm going to give away a bottle of Relief Plus today. Guys, I do this on my own dime. Nobody pays me to give this away. I purchase at full price this supplement, and I pick somebody every week to give something away to. And I choose this one again and again and again, though there are a million things I could give away, because I'm really passionate about this particular supplement. And I always like to emphasize that nutrition and movement and stress and sleep, those are huge pillars. Those are bigger rocks than supplementation. But when we optimize those other things, supplements can be just that, a supplement to increase the benefits. And I'm passionate about Relief Plus because it's an all-natural anti-inflammatory. And when I say that, I hope you don't just think like ankle pain, knee pain, back pain, headaches, because inflammation is really most dangerous when we can't see it or feel it. Inflammation is the starting point of just about every disease that we know of. And so I love this all-natural way to help your body's inflammatory process stay regulated. Inflammation is not bad, but when it is out of control, it is catastrophic. So I'll link it up in the show description. I'm also going to announce the winner at the end of today's episode. If you have any questions about it, don't hesitate to reach out, because it's one supplement that I just really, really love to talk about. You know, on this show, we are always coming back to mindset. And it has been a buzzword for a long time now. And people get it. Yep, mindset matters. Mindset matters. But what still remains not as clear is, how do I change it? I always have these plans. I really want my goals. And then I talk myself out of it. And I don't know how to change my thinking, the thinking that says this one thing won't hurt, this thinking that says I don't really care, I'm too stressed, I'll do better next week. How do we change those thoughts? We know we want to eat better or spend less or take better care of our homes, consistently work on an idea for our business, but getting yourself to do that stems primarily not from your planning, not from your goal setting, but from how you talk to yourself about it. So if we want better results, we have to have better conversations with ourselves. Here's what I mean. I did not have to get up at 5 o'clock this morning because I didn't have a workout scheduled for this morning. So if I wanted to sleep in until the kids did, that was totally fine. But last night, I told myself and I told my husband that I was going to get up at 5 because I wanted to get a jump start on some work. Well, my alarm went off at 5. It woke me from a beautiful sleep. I had slept all night long, which is a rarity because usually I wake up because somebody's fussing or crying or Chris is snoring or I have to go to the bathroom. The alarm went off at 5. I had slept all through the night. And instead of thinking like, oh, I'm so rested, I slept all night, I was like, oh, I was sleeping so well. I don't want to get up. That was my first thought. Like, I don't, 5 already? I don't want to get up. And then my second thought was, I have plenty of time today to get the work done. Immediately and without any conscious effort, I was talking myself out of this thing that I had pledged to do. Those thoughts, I don't want to get up, I could sleep for a couple more hours, I have plenty of time to do it later, they lead very much to hitting snooze, turning off the alarm, sleeping until 7. That is the very opportunity I'm talking about to upgrade your thinking. This is when we do the work. This is when we get to have a different conversation, a better conversation. In that moment when our thoughts are talking us into action or out of action, that is where our opportunity is. When we're debating dessert. Just the other day, I had a stomach bug. Oh my gosh, I don't wish that on anybody. It was awful. And it would have been like 2.5 days since I had eaten really anything at all. And I was opening up a granola bar for the girls. And it was just about day three of my stomach bug. I was starting to feel better. And it was the first thing that I touched or saw in days that looked good. And I was like, oh, a granola, like that sounds good. That smells good. And I've hardly eaten anything. So it's not like I wouldn't normally have a granola bar, but hey, I haven't really eaten in 3 days. That kind of thinking would absolutely be how I justify the granola bar. It is the way by which I say yes to the granola bar. Fortunately for me, my conversations didn't stop there. When my alarm went off, even though my first thought was like, oh, I don't want to get up. I have time to do it later. My next thoughts were, but I really want to get this done, and I'll be so glad that I got up and got a head start and I said that I would do it. This sets the tone for the day. And I got up. With the granola bar, I didn't stop at like, oh, I mean, it's no big deal because I haven't really eaten anything and hey, something is better than nothing. My thought was, you know what? The first thing that you need to put on your stomach is not oats and sugar and chocolate chips. You can come out of this virus and still make choices that are aligned with your goals. It's not a pass to eat whatever I want, right? What is something that I can eat that's a little bit easier on my belly and not at odds with my goals or my standards? That is the practice. That is the practice. Now, it's important to point out that we can't just rely on doing the work when the work needs to be done. Meaning, we can't just think that we're just gonna suddenly have the conscious awareness to do the work when the alarm goes off and we're barely awake, or when we're staring down the face of the granola bar and we're really hungry. We have to do the work in lower stakes moments regularly so that we are practiced to do the work. And if you can hear my dog, I apologize. I don't usually record out in my office, but he's out the window barking. So that we can practice in the moments that matter most. What this looks like is any mundane moment where you notice your thoughts, like if you notice you're irritated by traffic, if you notice that you're irritated by your dog barking, if you notice that you are sad about something, it's not because the feeling is bad or wrong or it should be changed. It is so that you can get practice in inviting new perspectives, thinking in different ways as opposed to thinking the way you normally think. So I want to be very clear about that. It's not that sleeping in is bad. It's not that you can't ever have a granola bar again. It's not that you shouldn't ever be frustrated or sad. It's that we want to build the skill of being able to incorporate different and new perspectives so that we don't remain in the same pattern of thinking over and over again. And the reason we want to practice in these other moments, you're in the shower and you realize you're stressed about your to-do list, you can start thinking about it in new ways and inviting new perspectives. And I'm going to give you some examples of how to do that. But I don't want anybody to think, this is where I see a lot of my clients go wrong, that you can just practice in the moments that are the highest stakes for you personally, and that's going to be good enough. Like if you're trying to do this so that you're not overeating at night or so that you're not hitting snooze in the morning, but that's the only time you're trying to do this mindset upgrade work, you're going to really struggle. You need to practice in other moments, in other times. Just earlier today, I was doing some tax work, which is never my favorite thing to do. I don't like paperwork or administrative stuff like that. And I was trying to download a particular tax document that was sent to me, and they had these tricky password requirements, and I was trying 3 or 4 times and couldn't get in, and I was just like, this is so stupid. This happened last year. This is so annoying. And I recognized that as a moment to invite other perspectives. A, I don't have to do it right now. If I'm feeling flustered, I can come back to it. B, maybe I just need to slow down and pay a little bit more attention. C, if necessary, I can ask for help instead of beating my head against a wall trying to do it myself without success. D, there's a phone number that I can call instead of getting all riled up that I can't figure it out. And I chose that moment to do that work, not because it was high stakes, but precisely because it wasn't high stakes, so that when it's a moment like trying to negotiate for a behavior that isn't aligned with the commitment that I've made to my goals or my health or my kids, I'm equipped to do so. So let's go through some examples. The only way out is through practice. All right, before we get to the examples, actually, I want to really emphasize this because somebody messaged me the other day and they said, hey, I get this concept, and when it's top of mind, I practice, but then like the next day, it's just lost from my consciousness and I can't really seem to get momentum. How do I make this a habit? And the only answer is practice, practice, practice. Just a couple hours later after I had that exchange, I saw a post from one of my 10X Mindset clients, and she basically was saying she just finished her third round through 10X Mindset. She's been doing it back to back 30 days and then another 30 days and then another 30 days. And she was sharing what a huge difference it has made in so many areas of her life. And it's exactly because she just is committed to the practice. She's practicing over and over and over and over again. So this is not a concept that you just hear and understand and then it's yours. It's really a concept that you have to be willing to practice again and again and again. Okay, let's go through some examples. Have you ever caught yourself saying, this one thing won't hurt? A listener was recently telling me that's her go-to line behind inconsistency. This one thing isn't going to hurt. Like, what's a granola bar? No big deal. What's one glass of wine? That's not really going to move the needle. It's one cookie. Somebody brought cookies. I'm just going to have one. One's not going to make a difference. She's trying to eat cleaner, but when she's confronted with somebody brought baked goods into work or the glass of wine at the end of the night, she's like, this one thing won't hurt and you've been so good all day. So how do we break in there with a mindset upgrade? Keeping in mind, remember, that we're not just relying on our practice in these situations. We're looking for opportunities throughout our days to practice this. So when we're talking about this one thing won't hurt, you want to invite new perspectives, different perspectives, not just stopping with the way you normally think about it. For example, this one thing might not hurt, but will it help? Are we looking for things that just won't hurt us? Or if we have goals that we're pursuing, don't we need to choose things that will help? This argument that it won't hurt might be totally a lost cause, because what if it's not about if it hurts? We need things that help. We need things that help us make progress, that help us change patterns, that help us get healthier. The goal isn't just to avoid hurtful things. Another way to think about it, okay, maybe this one thing won't hurt, but do I have one more good choice in me? Am I willing to exercise one good choice right now? Am I willing to say no to this thing just this once? Is there some other issue going on that I'm using this moment to try to meet a need that isn't really aligned? Like, am I just bored? Am I tired and I really need to rest? Am I hungry and I need to choose something that's good fuel for my body? Is there a way that I can acknowledge the need and respond to it more appropriately or in a way that's more aligned with my goals? Let's look at another example. I already blew it, so what's the point? Maybe you meant to get up at 5, but you accidentally hit snooze. Now it's 6, so what's the point? You might as well sleep until 7. Or you plan to eat clean today, but you gave in to the sugary latte first thing in the morning. You've already made one mistake. Might as well have a muffin. Get back on track tomorrow. Remember, we're practicing our ability to include other perspectives and shift our thinking and upgrade our mindset in lots of other scenarios so that when this, what's the point, I already blew it, might as well have this other thing comes up, we have experience and practice in doing this work. Let's look at what it looks like in this, what's the point, I already screwed up, already blew it scenario. Taking one step away from your goals is not a justification to take 2 or 10 steps away, because you're one step away. Why not remain one step away? Why pull yourself back even further? That's not logical. Let it be one. Don't manipulate your past to justify making a subpar decision now. Leave it alone. You don't need to carry in a decision you already made as context for a decision you're about to make. It has no place there. Leave it. The past can be the past without being used, without being manipulated, especially without being manipulated to move you in a direction that isn't aligned with where you want to go. Or very simply, you could say, what's my best choice I could make right now? Overspending at 8 isn't justification for overspending even more at noon or 4. There's just not logic there, and I want to practice being a mature thinker. This is an opportunity to practice getting to my next best choice as fast as possible, getting to my next win as quickly as possible. That's been such a great tool for me. The mindset of, I want to get to my next great choice as fast as possible. And that's not even after just bad choices. That might be when I'm in a bad mood, if I'm feeling frustrated, if I'm feeling distracted, if I'm feeling overwhelmed. The simple challenge I give myself is get to your next best choice as fast as possible. But that's especially a great tool when I'm in the mindset of like, oh, well, I already blew it. I wrote in Chasing Cupcakes about my screw it, I blew it pattern. I would have something that wasn't on the plan, and then I blew it. Who cares? Day's gone. Start again tomorrow. And that was just such a silly and ridiculous mindset that didn't serve me at all. And it was getting out of debt that really showed me this, because as I've told you guys before, when I was getting out of debt, there wasn't a single week or month that went according to plan. There was always a bill that was higher than we thought that it was, or a check came in that was lower than we thought that it would be, or an unexpected expense that we hadn't planned for. No single month went according to plan, but never once did I say, well, screw it, we blew the month, let's just go all out, spend whatever we want, try again next month. I never did that with money, so why was I always doing that with food? We have to start to introduce new perspectives, things that we don't normally think about, ways of processing our circumstances that are more mature if we want to break free from patterns of thoughts that aren't aligned with our goals and who and how we want to be. All right, let's look at another example. When you're frustrated with your lack of results, it's not even working. What's the point? If that is how you are thinking, what can we do in those moments to upgrade your mindset? This is such a common one. You've been doing the work and you feel really good about it, but the results aren't pouring in as fast as you think they should be. The weight's not falling off as fast as you think it should be. So what is the point? It's not even working. And then we justify behaviors that take us even further away when what we really want is more results. These moments are such an opportunity for a mindset upgrade, but it doesn't mean that the frustration's not valid, right? What I tell myself is that I only control the controllables. I only control my action, my input. I don't control the pace of results. And when it comes to weight specifically, it's never going to be linear. Our bodies are not calculators, and we think they are. Like, if we do this and this, then tomorrow we should see a result. Or certainly if we do this for a week, then next week we should see this result. But there's different things going on in the body. You could be fighting a virus. You could be putting on some muscle. You could be retaining some more water. Your bowel movements could be changing. And then we look at something like the scale, and when it doesn't move in a linear fashion with our efforts, we throw our hands up and say, what's the point? Why bother? And that is so counterproductive. So in those moments, I tell myself, this is actually when consistency matters most. When I want to stop, when I feel like it's not working, this is actually when it matters most. This is the difference between the path I'm going to take if I want to be successful and the path I'm going to take if I want it to be like every time before. Because every time before, this is what I've done. Oh, it's not working. What's the point? And I use my frustration to justify inconsistency. If you only do the work when it's going how you think it should go, you're not going to be doing the work very often. It's the same way in business. We want business to be very linear with effort and results, but it's usually not. And if we're only going to do the work when the results show the way we think they should, when the results match our expectations, we're not going to do very much work. So we're essentially choosing to be inconsistent because we have an expectation that it should go the way that it just doesn't go. I can't cherry pick when I'm consistent. That's called inconsistent, right? Results require consistency. They don't require that you do it when it feels like it's working and you stop when you feel like it's not. If I want to change something, if I want more results, is there something that I can adjust that moves me in the direction of more results? Not let's do something that moves me in the direction of less results. What could I improve, dial in, or shift for better results? Is there somebody that I could ask for help, even if it's with the frustration? There's so many ways to upgrade your thinking when you feel like the results aren't there. But if you're talking yourself into inconsistency because you aren't getting results fast enough, that is a massive opportunity for a mindset upgrade. Let's look at another example. I hear this a lot. People reach out to me and they say, I'm stuck. I'm in such a funk. I've been off the wagon. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm just stuck in this place. Couple of questions to ask yourself to shift your mindset in these moments. What do I know that I'm not implementing or I'm not implementing consistently? Who could I turn to for help or support? What are some things I'm doing that I know aren't helping or maybe are part of the problem? Is there one of those that I'm willing to stop doing today? Is there a single improvement that I'm willing to make today? Sometimes we just have to get out of our emotion and into our linear, logical, practical mind. For the last example, this is one that I actually saw in Strong Foundations. So actually, I think our second 5-week round of Strong Foundations kicks off tomorrow. If you are not in it, I strongly encourage you to join. It is a phenomenal 5-week program for strength training. No matter what level you are at, I guarantee you can learn a ton from Morgan, who has written the workouts, who does all sorts of video tutorials and demos. You will be a better mover and more confident, even if you have never lifted a weight in your life or if you lift regularly. I think it is a phenomenal opportunity to learn from Morgan, and the fact that you can do it with live coaching for 5 weeks for $197 is just bonkers. PrimalPotential.com/strong foundation. I'll link it up. We kick off tomorrow, so don't wait. But the last example I wanted to pull from there, somebody said that they were feeling like they were behind. And I hear this all the time, especially where there's so many date-based things that happen. Like maybe you did a 75 hard, or you're doing a 30-day program, or you're in a 5-week program like Strong Foundations or whatever it is. This notion that like, I was away the first week, or I got sick the second week, or I had an injury, and so now I'm behind. And then using that as the reason to not engage fully or to totally disengage or to just allow yourself to be so discouraged that you don't reach out for help. It's an imaginary construct, this notion of time. And what I mean by that is, yeah, Strong Foundations is a 5-week program. But if you start in week 3, you're not behind. You're on week 1 and you have 4 weeks to go, right? You don't have to move in tandem with everybody else. And if your expectation of your experience in anything is that you're going to move perfectly in tandem with everybody else, I've got news for you. It's probably not going to happen that way. There's always going to be something that pulls us away that we didn't expect. We need to take a day or a week off. We got distracted by something. And if you are perpetually telling yourself that that means you're at a disadvantage, that means you're behind, then at best you're frustrated. At worst, you're not going to finish. You are where you are, and you don't have to make it relative to where anybody else is or any arbitrary timeframes. You just need to do what you can do today. Stop using a notion of time as the reason that you aren't taking action. I am where I am, and I'm going to capitalize on today. I'm going to do what I can do today without making it about where somebody else is or where I thought I would be based on my expectations. We could all be further along. Who cares? It doesn't serve us in any way to think about that. It distracts us. Be where you are today. Do what you can do today, and don't let the rest of it get in your way. Before we go, I do want to just reiterate that our second 5-week session of Strong Foundations kicks off tomorrow. Please join us there. I promise you will not regret learning from Morgan Bungers. If you don't know, if you haven't heard, Morgan is one of my strength coaches. He was my CrossFit coach starting back in like 2016, maybe. Easily one of the top two coaches I've ever learned from. I am a healthier human because of him. I still learn from him. He's an incredible wealth of knowledge, not to mention one of the most encouraging people that you could ever work with. And he's an expert in helping people modify for where their bodies are at based on physical limitations, fitness level, etc. There's 3 different tiers. I really do hope that you won't pass up this opportunity. It should easily be priced well, well, well above where it is. It's $197. For the 5 weeks. You get 3 different tiers of workouts. So if you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, we've got you covered. It has modifications up the wazoo, so everybody can do something. We're super accessible for questions Monday through Friday. We do live coaching on there. So I'll link that up in the show description. And then the one thing that we talked about today was 10X mindset. If you are wanting to do this mindset work and struggling to make it tactical and tangible, and how do I actually do this? What do I do today? 10X mindset is a 30-day action-based program that is just delivered to your email inbox to help you upgrade your mindset. And I'll link that up in the show description as well. Lastly, I want to give away our Relief Plus. Jerry J, J-A-R-Y-J. If that is the screen name you use to leave a review, email me, Elizabeth Benton. Elizabeth at primalpotential.com. Email me within 60 days of this episode airing. Let me know that you are the winner for 1168 and include your mailing address, and I will get Relief Plus out to you. All right, everybody have an amazing day. Let me know if you have any questions about this episode. I'd be happy to follow up with you and answer any questions that you have. Otherwise, I will see you tomorrow. Take care.